Hey everybody, Colt here. Thanks for stopping by and checking out our podcast. If you like what you hear and you want to hear more, be sure to check out our website, draftdive.com, or follow us on Twitter, @draftdive and @_ColtWilliams. Now, enjoy the episode.
Back. This is episode 2 of the Draft That Fantasy Show. Last time we went over players that you might want to consider starting this week, week 1 of the NFL season for your fantasy team. This week, or this show, we're going to go over players that you might have drafted as starters that you want to look about, or you might want to think about sitting in week 1. I'm Jonah, and I'm joined by my co-host Colt. Colt, how you doing?
I'm doing well, man. How about yourself?
Doing good, thank you. Can't complain here.
We got to experience Thursday Night Football last night. How would you think of the game?
It was obviously a great game. I can't lie. I was very surprised by the outcome. I thought Kansas City was going to win, though Detroit's a much improved team. Mm-hmm. But gosh, Detroit, they're legit. They're for real. So look out, everybody.
Yeah, I think the Lions' best player is probably Kadarius Toney this Thursday Night Football, because it's just it was drop after drop after drop. I don't know how. I mean, that's a tough one. That's a tough loss for them.
It was tough. I was pretty high on Toney coming into the season, so I don't know. We'll see if he can turn it around or not. But yeah, once Kelce gets back, it'll probably make a world of difference. And I'm sure Chiefs fans aren't too worried, because you've always got Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, which means you're always in every game. I mean, they won by one, so it's they played abysmal on offense and still kept the game close against a good Detroit team. So yeah, I'm looking forward to more of those matchups like that.
Yeah, me too. But gosh, yeah, should we jump into it here? Who do you have on your sit list for week 1?
Yeah, on my sit list, very first person I've got here, I'm going with a quarterback, and I'm going with the 4th overall pick in this year's draft. I'm going with Anthony Richardson, rookie quarterback for the Colts. He's playing the Jags. The Jags aren't a great defense. I would say they're closer to middle of the pack, or if not poor. But Anthony Richardson, more of a project quarterback. I like him season long, but I think he might even keep you afloat in this game. You know, he might rely a little bit more on his legs because it is his first pro game. But I personally don't have the stones to throw him out there in week 1. It's a little scary for me. I'm trying to avoid it if possible. This is a guy that you drafted probably about as the quarterback 10 or quarterback 11. He was definitely drafted in most drafts just because of his upside. But if you can pivot to maybe like a Geno Smith, as you mentioned yesterday, like a Tua, those matchups I like a little bit more. It's nasty, but a Russell Wilson I kind of like more than Anthony Richardson this week. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, so Anthony Richardson, it's kind of tough. I mean, it's very tough to predict, especially in someone's first game. He's the type of player, I think I mentioned it last time, you never know when he's going to go off for 100 yards rushing, which basically saves any fantasy quarterback's production. You know, if you put up 100 yards on the ground, it's almost impossible to have a bad fantasy game. I do think the Jags, I actually like the Jags D a little more than you. I think their linebacker core is pretty strong, and so they might be able to contain Anthony Richardson's running a little more, so I would agree that he's a scary start, but he's such a question mark right now that it's tough to predict.
Yeah, it's just week 1. I want to see what he's got, see what he rolls out with against this defense. The good thing is they're playing at home, so that kind of helps him out a little bit. He's not going to play on the road for his first game. But yeah, it's a little scary for me. Probably try to avoid him first week.
Yep, understandable. Now, I was trying to come up with a starting quarterback, of course, that you might want to sit, and I wasn't sure if this guy qualified as one, but there was an actual bidding war over him in one of my drafts, so I know some people are looking at starting him, and that's Derek Carr. So I don't like Derek Carr's matchup. If I'm being honest, I'm not high on Derek Carr overall. I did not expect there to be a bidding war over Derek Carr's fantasy services, but the fact that there was says that there is some interest in him as a starting fantasy quarterback. But I think he's got a tough matchup. The Titans defense is better than people think. I think their offense is kind of so, well, at least their passing offense is probably so under-respected that you forget that they actually have a really strong defense. And I don't see him having a very good game in Tennessee. Or, well, it's in New Orleans, but against Tennessee.
Yeah, certainly a quarterback that was fringe, drafted right around that area. I don't hate the matchup. I don't know that they necessarily need Derek Carr to go out there and sling it 35 times. The good thing for them, I guess, is Michael Thomas is healthy for this game. We'll see how long that lasts. But Chris Olave, I do like him. Derek Carr, yeah, it's just, I mean, he's always been that guy. He's never been a quarterback one in his career. As far as fantasy goes, so yeah, it's not really the shootout that I think you're gonna hope for, that you would expect in like another game, like a Chargers Miami where Tua is playing. That's certainly another way I would look.
I expect it to be a really close game, actually, but I just, I think Tennessee's defense is going to surprise some people this year.
Well, let's go on to running backs. I'm going to go ahead and start. I'm kind of cheating here, but I'm picking two running backs, not just one, so you guys get a little double dip. I'm going with the Jets backfield. That's both Breece Hall coming off of injury and newly acquired Dalvin Cook. It's a tough matchup. They're playing the Bills. I expect a little bit more of a defensive battle. We've got two great defenses here, especially the Jets. Jets are a great defense, but the Bills' defense is up there as well. Usually that'll bode well for a running back situation where, it's going to be a little more defensive. You're not going to have to pass so much and just kind of get that game over with, if you will. But I certainly don't have the stones to start a Breece Hall coming off of injury. I don't know what his workload is going to look like. It wouldn't surprise me. I mean, they've mentioned head coach has already mentioned that they want to ease him in, which is great. You don't want to just throw somebody who just came off, a knee injury like that right back into the game. And then Dalvin Cook, what if it is a 50-50 split? What are we looking at there? It's a tough defensive matchup. I think it's more of a flex play. If you do have to start anybody, I can't recommend you start Hall. You probably drafted him as your running back, maybe even running back one, but running back two at least. If you did draft him because you had to draft him early, I like him season long, just like Anthony Richardson. But I think, we have to see how this shakes out in the Jets backfield. And Dalvin Cook, it's not Dalvin Cook of yesteryear. This is, he's on a new team. I do like him more, but it's gonna be a tough matchup.
I would definitely agree. I'd be worried just by the split, not knowing what the split of carries is going to be. And I can tell you, again, as a Vikings fan, I watched a lot of Dalvin Cook, and he had some great games, that's for sure. He's slowed down a bit. I know he's young, and that's kind of a lot of people talk about his age and everything, but he's had some injuries. I think they've piled up and taken a little bit of a toll on him where he's lost a step. He is the kind of guy who will run, he'll run a lot of runs for 1 to 2 yards. And of course, that's not great. He'll also bust one off for 40, 50 yards. But with a split carry, is he going to get enough carries to get to that 40, 50 yard? Breakout run before he's kind of stopped at the line a lot. I'd be wary of that. that backfield as well.
And that's part
And
of Dalvin
Buffalo
Cook's.
does have a very good D line.
Yes, I do. I know that, and exactly. I mean, as somebody who had Dalvin Cook on many fantasy rosters last year, it would go into the fourth quarter and the guy's got 3 or 4 points, and it's like, man, come on, get me something. And then just out of nowhere breaks a, 60-yard breakaway touchdown. It's like you can't really rely on that all the time. Like I said, we've seen him slow down as a Vikings fan. You've seen that firsthand. And then yeah, now he's on a new team, new regimen. Let's see how they implement him.
Yeah. I went with someone who was pretty highly drafted. Every league I was in was drafted as a starting running back. That's New England's guy, Ramondre Stevenson. And so part of it is you never trust Bill Belichick with a running back. I mean, as a fantasy player, I don't know if you can ever trust him, but more than that, I think Philly's going to blow out New England. I have a pretty strong, at least 2 to 3 score beatdown coming, in my predictions. And so I think that New England has to abandon the run and go to the pass more. And I just don't think that bodes well for Stevenson. So that even if, like I said, he's a top 10, top 15 drafted running back. I'd be very scared about having to rely on him this week.
Yeah, the Patriots got a tough one week one. That's as a Patriots fan, I don't like to hear that they're going to be blown out, but I am a realist and I understand that it's going to be tough to keep up with them, and they may have to abandon the ground game altogether. The good thing about Stevenson is he does have for a big, big body back. He does have hands. I wouldn't expect him to get another, was it 69 catches last year or something like that. I wouldn't expect something like that again. But if you look at the weapons on offense, they might have to rely on them still in that way. It's a tough matchup. It's a low end running back too, and but you probably drafted him as a top 10 running back. So yeah, temper your expectations for sure.
Now, who do you have on the receiver side?
The receiver side, I've got somebody who's on a new team. He's been one of the best wide receivers over the past 10 years or so. Got DeAndre Hopkins. Newly, new wide receiver here on the Tennessee Derrick Henrys, or sorry, Tennessee Titans, versus the Saints this week. The Saints defense, I do like them. I don't know how it's gonna play out in week one. It's you don't have to. I mean, you drafted him probably as a low-end wide receiver too. I would probably say he's more of a flex play this week. A new team, want to see how they implement him. And it's a Derrick Henry show. We already know this. We've also seen in the past where, these older veteran wide receivers, and he didn't look washed last year when he came back from suspension. He did look good, but he's also drawing the Marshon Lattimore card. PFF's top, I think he's in the top 10 graded cornerbacks. So, and he's been known to shut down people before. I mean, D Hop, he's an elite talent, but he's over the age cliff. I think he's 31 years old. It's something I can't highly recommend in week one, especially in that type of matchup. They're just going to want to run the rock. We already know that Henry's going to touch the ball 20, 25 times. Burks is actually just cleared, so we don't know if maybe he gets a little bit more run than we expect. And then it's Ryan Tannehill. He's just one. You don't want him throwing it around as much. I'm not sure what the pass volume is going to look like in week one versus the Saints for the Tennessee Titans.
I would agree. I mean, so obviously Hopkins looked like a still had it,
Yeah, vintage
He didn't look
Hopkins.
like he lost a step. He does look talented. Tennessee is just it's a bad place to be for passing game. I mean, I'm a fan of Hopkins. I'm a fan of Treylon Burks as players. They've got talent. I'm pretty low on Ryan Tannehill. I guess I'm a Ryan Tannehill hater, so sorry for that.
I
But
feel like the
they're
Titans
just
don't like him either. They drafted back-to-back quarterbacks in the last two drafts, so.
that's very true. I agree, but Tannehill will probably get 2 to 250, in passing yards, and it's not crazy to think maybe he could go over 100 yards, but. They are, it's Derrick Henry's team. I mean, it's a running football team. They're a running defensive football team. So yeah, I understand where you're coming from.
Yeah, it's a big name. I think it's just tempering the expectations because we've seen his route tree completely change as well. Even back when he was on the Cardinals here, his route tree basically turned into like a route bush. It was very, very short, quick passes. Nothing really down. I mean, he had obviously some plays downfield, but a lot of his passes were like right at the line of scrimmage, or short curl routes, slants, stuff like that. So, yeah, it's a big name, but I'm not sure they're going to get big production in week one.
I am actually going to go with big name as well. Definitely a very productive fantasy receiver over the years, but Mike Evans from Tampa. Now, again, like Mike Evans as a player a lot, I think he'll have some good games this year, even with, we kind of dumped on Baker Mayfield a little, which, sorry to Baker Mayfield, but I don't think he's the best fantasy quarterback or quarterback out there. This actually goes to, so Minnesota, even when they're a bad defense, they seem to shut down the number one option really well. And they can leave. So if they had, say, a bad defensive game, I would actually expect them to do pretty decent even against Mike Evans, but say maybe let Chris Godwin go off. They can shut down a team's number one receiver decently, but another guy might go off. So I'd be scared about starting Mike Evans against the Minnesota defense. And again, even going forward, a lot of teams' number one receiving option against Minnesota just seem to have very average games, the 4 to 5 catches for whatever, 50 yards, no touchdowns. So I'd expect Mike Evans to actually not have a great game, even against a questionable Minnesota defense.
Yeah, and I mean Mike Evans is a great name to throw out there. He wasn't going super high in drafts, but he was certainly drafted. I think some people got a little cheeky with it and thought maybe you could get away with getting a Mike Evans as your wide receiver two or something like that, kind of punt the position if you will. And that might bite you in the butt. I know it's the allure is there because he's what he had 9 seasons or so with 1,000 yards. That it's just great. It's more of a historic and kind of consistency stat than anything, but 1,000 yards is, I mean, there's about 24 wide receivers that hit that every year, so it's not as prestigious as it was in the past, especially with 17 game season now. I barely hit it last year, and we saw it was kind of a little bit of a decline last year, so that's it wasn't a pretty show if you had Mike Evans on your fantasy teams. I like the pick. And now I'll go on to tight end. I've got a guy who was certainly drafted in your drafts. I'm going with Pat Freiermuth, Pittsburgh Steelers tight end versus they drew the short stick. They got the San Francisco 49ers, one of the best defenses in the league. It's a one of the lowest over-unders on the week. It's a 41-point over-under. It's going to be a tough matchup. I mean, he there are a couple of other names that I would have audible to that weren't drafted, like a Tyler Higbee. I think, especially with Cooper Kupp out, I think he's a great target. Where there's, you've got Van Jefferson there, but I think he was my, yeah, he was one of my starts. So yeah, it's certainly go Tyler Higbee. Already talked him up. Even like a Juwan Johnson, I wouldn't be, too upset with that. I think it's just gonna be a tough matchup. The Steelers did look real in preseason. I mean, take that for what you will. But even last year, I mean, it was tough sledding. The Steelers are somebody who wouldn't surprise me if they took that leap. They couldn't really go, back on the offense because they were pretty putrid. I think they played as a team. What was it, 12 touchdowns or something like that? Passing touchdowns overall. Like it was very, very bad
It was
offense.
low, that's for sure. Yeah, it was
Yeah.
rough.
And it's two defensive teams. I mean, the Steelers got a great defense as well, so I think they're gonna kind of slug it out that way. I wouldn't be looking Pat Freiermuth's way personally this week. I mean, what is he gonna be second, probably third in targets? I would expect George Pickens to probably be maybe make his a little ascension and leap right here as well.
Gotcha. I had actually mentioned Freiermuth last week as a possible start. And sorry, by last week, I mean last show. I
No
shouldn't say
worries.
last week. But I'm so. I think I'm might be the biggest Pat Fryermuth believer in the country, which, you know, I'm okay being. I was really high on him in my draft rankings. So if I was drafting him, he's just an every week automatic start. He was on the lower end of the, you know, I don't know if I'd call him elite. Well, I wouldn't call him elite, but say you're good. You're every week. You don't even think about it. You just start your tight ends. He was on, you know, he was in that tier for me of if I draft this guy, I'm just going to go ahead, start him every week. And, you know, I'm not a huge fan. I'm not a big fan of Kenny Pickett. Personally, I don't think he's that great, but I could see him, you know, being under pressure and just looking to kind of dump it off over the middle to Fryermuth on the shorter routes. I do see where you're coming from, though. It's definitely a rough matchup. I mean, any offensive player against San Francisco, you don't love it. You're, you
Yeah,
know, it
it could
makes
get really
sense.
ugly. Could get
It's not a
pretty
good
ugly.
matchup. But I just believe in Fryermuth overall, but I understand that it's a bad matchup.
Yeah, I mean, historically he's been great. As far as tight ends with the most receptions in their first two seasons, he's right up there with Rob Gronkowski, George Kittle, Jimmy Graham, the Aaron Hernandez, Jason Witten, Jeremy Shockey. So he's up there with some of these guys that have, been fantasy superstars, and I like him just as much. I just don't like the week one matchup. It kind of scares me a little bit. And Kenny Pickett,
Yeah.
quarterback, is always, oh
Yeah,
goodness.
I agree with that assessment. My tight end, whatever, not start, sit, is another guy who was drafted, definitely drafted to be a starter, basically an every week starter, but Dallas Goedert out of Philadelphia. So I said I do think Philadelphia is going to beat New England pretty well this week. So I think they get away from the pass in the second half. I also think that the New England linebacker core, I think you want to attack their cornerbacks more than you want to attack their linebackers when you're going after them. So I think AJ Brown and DeVonta Smith get the attention when they are throwing the ball as trying to pick on the corners on the outside rather than work the middle and try and challenge the linebackers. As you know, more of a New England expert than me, is that a fair assessment of their defense, do you think?
Sadly, it is. It is a fair assessment, and just as you mentioned, the game very well might get out of hand, and it may become, the Rashad Penny show, or if they want to, go with Swift, DeAndre Swift, newly acquired from the Lions. I think that could be they might get those guys worked in a little bit earlier than expected against this a little bit easier matchup this week.
Yeah. So, you know, again, I get it. You probably drafted, well, you definitely drafted him as basically an every week starter, but you might want to look at a couple of those sleepers. Like you said, Higbee. I mean, Higbee's a great, if he's sitting out there, he really is a great option, you know, this week to be a probable top five tight fantasy tight end this week. So,
Yeah, would you go a Higbee over Dallas Goedert personally if you had
I
to?
would, yeah.
You would? Okay. Well,
Yeah, I'd take Higbee over Goddard.
let me get another heat check here. What about Chigakonkwo?
So yeah, that's tough because you're in that Tennessee passing offense
Yeah.
again, which always comes with its own questions. He played great last year,
Yeah.
just as basically in. You know, no disrespect to him, but very under the radar. You know, strong performance by him. The Tennessee, it's just, I mean, I guess the tight end fits more of Tennessee's passing game than the outside receivers. I don't know if I'd take him over Dallas Goedert. It'd be a little close, but I'd probably lean Goedert over him.
Okay. Yeah, which is totally fine. I mean, somebody can still be a sit And you would play him over a certain player. These are just guys that are on the waiver wire. Wanted to get a little heat check, see where your thoughts were, where they lied. I have one more tight end. I just want to just I, this is more of a personal question because I have these two. Well, the option to get this other person. Well, Gerald Everett over Dallas Goedert. They're playing Miami this week.
Oh, gosh. Well, you know, definitely what I would expect to be a shootout, as we've mentioned before. I don't think I'm breaking any news when I say I think the Chargers and the Dolphins are going to put up a lot of points when they play each other. So there's definitely tight touchdown possibility with Everett. I would still probably lean, you said Goddard or him, right?
Right. I have Goddard. Everett is available on waivers, but I think I'm gonna roll with Goddard, even though I don't love the matchup either.
Yeah, I would probably still roll with Goddard as well. I think, again, Everett has the chance of passing him just by maybe the touchdown that there's going to be quite a few touchdowns scored, so there's always a chance he can get one. So he has a shot at outperforming him just by that, but I think Goddard is a safer play than Everett is.
Totally,
The
totally.
Chargers have really kind of struggled at the tight end position, it seems, for a while, ever since. I mean, I
Gates
don't
has
know
been
if they've
gone, or
really had
Henry.
one since eight. Yeah. Oh, Hunter Henry, yeah.
Yeah,
But
he was
that's,
okay.
it seems like it's been forever since those guys were there. So,
Does.
yeah, they've got, and they have three strong receiving options at wide receiver. So, yeah, I'd go with Goddard over him.
Sure, totally. All right, shall we wrap this up?
Yeah, so that was a good, hopefully a good informative episode of how to or who to sit. You got to be willing to be a little flexible just because you drafted someone as a starter. Hey, there's going to be tough weeks. Not everyone goes off every week. I mean, even what Patrick Mahomes had a very average game this week. So you never know what's going to happen. Be willing to be somewhat flexible in your starts and sits.
Yeah, stay fluid. I mean, it's week one. There aren't a ton of injuries or anything like that. So some of these guys you might have drafted and you have to roll out with them. But just keep that in mind that you got to temper expectations for some of them.
Yeah, so again, from the Draft Dive Fantasy Show, I'm Jonah.
And I'm Colt.
And thank you again for listening.